Hi, I'm Kiki. I'm an addict and I'm from Los Angeles. And I'm glad to be here today. And thank you for asking me to come and share. I've been clean over 41 years in Narcotics Anonymous. I got clean in Los Angeles back in 1983, in September of 1983. And I'm really glad that there's a group like this, that I have found secular NA. Being clean and going to meetings in Los Angeles probably made it a little bit easier for me, since there's a big assortment of beliefs and religions and people that come to meetings here. But having said that, it has hasn't always been easy for me to feel like I fit in. I went to my first meeting on Christmas night of 1980 at a place called the Survivors Club, and I needed to be in Narcotics Anonymous, but I was not. I didn't exactly hear a message of recovery. What I heard was somebody talking about Jesus. And the friend of mine who took me there, because she was on a court card, showed me the steps in writing, which was one of the readings. And all I could see was the word God on those steps. And so I didn't go back. And I really think it's important for me, for people like me, to share about this specific journey, because I know in my heart that there are so many addicts who are not getting recovery in NA because of a perceived message, a feeling that maybe this is a religious place, or you have to believe in a certain way, or that God is a requirement. And I want people to know that it isn't. It isn't a requirement. And we are each entitled to our own beliefs and our own journey, whether that includes God or not. To me, I don't equate, something called God with spirituality. That's just not who I am, what I believe. And, I have felt at times pressure to conform. And I'm hoping that that isn't necessary for people to feel that way. I don't think that it is. And I think that the whole belief system of religion could be great for some people. It isn't for me. It isn't what has worked for me. I'm going to go back a little bit to when I was newer. I've heard people share that, well, they didn't feel like they fit in, for various reasons. Maybe it was the drug they used, or where they came from, or things they experienced. And for me, I came in as an IV drug user. I felt like, oh, I definitely qualify. But I came in having a job. I had a place to live, and I had a car, and I didn't come from prison. I didn't come from a long-term rehab or recovery house. I wasn't on parole or probation, so just that made me different when I came in. I came from a different place than most people did. And I do think that as addicts, and I can't speak for myself here, and maybe for others, that I felt like I didn't fit in to the world at large, for whatever reason. My drug use was hidden a lot of the time. I only felt like I could share that with people that I was using with. And in the meantime, I tried to maintain, to pay bills and to work. It was kind of a joke. I don't know why I didn't get fired, but that's a story for another time. Anyway, I didn't feel like I felt it, felt like I didn't feel like I fit in, but I knew that I needed to be in Narcotics Anonymous. After that first meeting and that first experience, I stayed away from NA for a good 2.5 years. And the reason why I came back is because I had a therapist who forced me to. I was actually in a psychiatric unit. And he told me, well, you're not getting out until you do something about your problem. I went to the psychiatric unit because I refused to go to a rehab or a detox. So that was the choice that I made. And when I started going to meetings when I was in that facility, I heard something different. I didn't hear God. I saw people that were staying clean, that were supporting each other. And I felt a lot of hope at that meeting when I went back. And I had tried a lot of things to stay clean, and nothing worked for me. Maybe I wasn't willing enough, but I knew that my drug addiction was bigger than I was, and I could not control it no matter what I personally did. And here I saw people that were staying clean and helping each other and going to meetings and being supportive. And I thought I would give it a try. So the first thing I did was read whatever literature was out. And at the time, there was the Little White Book, and there were some informational pamphlets, and the basic text had just come out. And that's the blue book that we have in Narcotics Anonymous. And I read that book. Actually, the first book that I read was the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous, because that's what they gave me in the psych unit. And that was a revelation to me. But I never felt like AA was the place for me, because I know that I'm an addict. It's not anything can be a problem for me. And I used a variety of drugs, and I knew that it was not the particular substance that was the problem. I knew that I had difficulty just living life and coping with myself. And, I did everything I could to cut off my feelings and to just try to maintain, to get through any given day. And that's what it took for me. And I didn't hear those kinds of stories in AA. They seem like social people. I don't know. I couldn't relate to that. And the language that I heard, I couldn't relate to either. So I found Narcotics Anonymous to be much more inclusive, less sexist, as it were, a little more up to date, and that it talked about addiction was what I related to and what I knew that I needed help with. So when I was finally willing to go to meetings and sit and listen, I found that change happened in my life pretty quickly. I did everything that I could not to use, on a daily basis. And for me, that involved going to meeting, reading literature. I became of service to various groups and different committees early on in my recovery. And I needed that a lot. Part of it was for me to be accepted as part of the group. Part of it was to keep me busy. The job that I had right after I got clean, I got laid off. And it was really a blessing because it meant that I could go to a lot of meetings and just devote my time to my recovery then. I found it very hard for me to get a sponsor because I didn't know how to trust another person. I didn't know how to express myself. I didn't know what to do with a sponsor. I really didn't understand the whole concept at the time. And I've had a lot of problems in trusting people, but that's gotten better as the years have gone by. So, early on, I heard a lot of talk about higher power. And there are some people that insisted, you know, that you have to get down on your knees and pray. And I really objected to that. Not because I don't think it's a good thing for some people to do, but first of all, I was raised as a secular Jew. You know, I do not have a Christian background. I don't have any sort of, I don't know. I was raised by atheists. This is what I know. You know, I feel like I'm an educated, somewhat intellectual person. I've done a lot of thinking about the subject. And early on, I tried to do those things. I really thought I could believe, you know, I can change myself to conform to what people are telling me. And it seems to work for them, so it should work for me, right? And, you know, after a long time of doing that, I realized that this is not what's working for me. And having read the literature, I understood that I'm entitled to my own beliefs and my own path. And, you know, I don't have to copy what other people are doing. I think for some newcomers, it's really fine to do different things to discover what's comfortable and what works for you. So I don't see anything wrong with that. But I know that once I started, you know, reclaiming my own beliefs that were seemed to be different from a lot of people's, it felt awkward. You know, like I wasn't always comfortable expressing that in meetings. But as time has gone on, I feel it's almost my duty to do that because I know a lot of people share my beliefs. And I want to normalize that. I think that we practice the purest form of Narcotics Anonymous, by really showing that all kinds of people recover. And since the pandemic, I've been in all kinds of Zoom meetings around the world, with all kinds of belief and non-belief. And I don't see that we're so unique, you know, in the United States, being, you know, part of a Christian nation. I know that addicts in a lot of places feel very uncomfortable, with some of the meetings going on. I see it on Facebook and there have even been times when I've expressed my beliefs, you know, and the way that I work my recovery, and I get pushback from people, which is amazing to me. And what I explain is that I believe that a lot of addicts die because they perceive this program as being religious or like a cult or a sect. You know, they hear that word God like I did, and they don't ever come back. And I think that this drives a lot of people away, and it doesn't need to. So, as I've gotten more time clean, I feel that it's my responsibility to talk about these things. I have sponsees, and I know I've expressed to them that I'm an atheist. And at first they're like shocked. Like, really? You know, and then they think about it and they come back to me and say, yeah, I don't believe in God either. You know, it's like if they're given the choice, you know, and to freely express themselves, you know, they start understanding that is an option. So with what little time I have left, you know, I want to just talk about, you know, briefly, maybe my spiritual beliefs and a little bit about how I've worked the steps. And this will be brief. But, you know, I did understand that addiction was definitely a power greater than myself. And years ago, I had a friend who expressed addiction as her lower power, which I really liked. And I understand that it does take something greater than myself to help me recover. But I believe that to be the steps, Narcotics Anonymous, the people in Narcotics Anonymous, the meetings, the recovery that we share together to strengthen each other, to help us through, the most trying times we have in life. I did believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity because I saw it around me and other recovering addicts. So for me, that belief was that Narcotics Anonymous and that following this program was what was going to, well, I'm not sure I was ever sane, but bring me to sanity. And it has. The third step is always, the big loogie, right? About actually when it mentions God. And I was one of the people back in the 80s who voted to take God out of the steps. I was a big believer in that. And I thought, well, if Narcotics Anonymous is really going to follow its own, words in the basic text, that we are entitled to our own higher power, whatever that is, then why are we telling people it should be God? That just didn't make sense to me, and it still doesn't. And it's unfortunate that we have to substitute whatever it is for the word God in our steps, but there it is. And I haven't had trouble doing that, and I do that. And a lot of people insist, well, God is just whatever keeps you clean or whatever, it is that they rationalize or express. That's fine for them. But like I say, I believe that the steps, the meetings, the people have helped me to find a spiritual path, which to me is looking at my character defects, understanding that I'm an imperfect person with flaws that I sometimes act out on, that I want to be a better person, that I, first of all, want to stay clean every single day. I want to keep recovering and improving my life and giving back to others. And I have found that in a loving place. I don't refer to that as God. I just see that we are capable of great love as human beings, that we have to give to each other to help each other to heal, from this deadly disease that kills people regularly. And if we don't get help, and if we don't find a way to recover, it will kill us. So I still find my recovery to be the most important thing that I possess today, because without it, I don't think I would have had any sort of decent life. So that's where my spirituality lies, in trying to be a better person and contribute something that's positive to the world and to other people's lives. And I'm not always successful at that, but this is recovery to me. Being of service is very spiritual. I'm just normally a selfish addict, who only cares about myself and doesn't want to spend the time or effort. But I've learned that in doing that, I'm rewarded with feeling good about life, with getting peace and serenity in my life. I've been able to look back and finally face, the things that I've done by inventory. I look at my character defects. I have spent time learning and doing meditation, which has been really helpful to me. And I do feel like I get in touch with the world as a whole. I know that I'm running out of time, so I'm going to just end by saying, I hope you've gotten something out of my share. If you're new, please stick around because It's a wonderful life that we have here. And there's the closing out music. So thank you for letting me share here today. And I'd be interested in hearing what all of you have to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Kiki.